Hello.
Yeah.
This is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
And in which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
And what is the year of your birth, please?
2000.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Or no?
No.
Okay, and may I ask, what is your race, please?
White.
Okay, thank you very much. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably Republican.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10?
Let's say 7.
Okay. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, would not vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Probably Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator, Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I'm not too sure about that one.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Carrie Lake, Democrat Ruben Gallego, other candidate? Would vote for other political offices but not Senate? Would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'll say Carrie Lake.
Okay. Here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which one comes close to you?
The second one.
Okay. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona. Abortion is totally banned in Arizona. Or you're not sure?
Is legal but with some restrictions.
Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned? Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
I'll say indifferent.
Okay. And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Only a little.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote.
Okay. And here's the text of a constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote should have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before federal liability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the less restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus. Throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability, the state will not be able to interfere with the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that an abortion is necessary to protect the life or health of the pregnant individual. The state will not be able to penalize any person for aiding or assisting a pregnant individual in exercising the right to an abortion. A no vote shall have the effect of not creating a fundamental right to have an abortion under Arizona's constitution. We leave in place current laws that restrict abortion before fetal viability and will allow the state to further restrict or ban abortion in the future. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or would you vote no? Or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'm still undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I don't think I would vote on it.
Okay. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It makes no difference.
Okay. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It does make a difference.
Okay. If you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Makes no difference.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Want states to decide.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
To be legalized nationally with some exceptions.
Abortion to be legal to be legal and accessible nationally, you said, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exception? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide their own abortion laws?
Leave it up to the states.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race of the United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Is it very important, somewhat important, neutral? Neither important, not unimportant, somewhat unimportant, or very important, very unimportant, sir?
Somewhat important.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? A requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Somewhat important.
Okay, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationally, banning it in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion, access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral.
Okay. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference.
Okay, here are some short statements made by people who support Democrats in the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Very, somewhat, not at all convincing, or not a very convincing reason.
I'm sorry, I have to go. Thank you, though.